Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good look. Look at us, 53 in Oshkosh, 52 in Appleton, 49 in Green Bay. How high is it supposed to get, Todd? You know?
I don't think it gets much. This is not a great week, but then did you see it's going to be like 78 on Saturday or 76?
Really?
Did you see that, you guys? I think it's that nice.
Well, they're saying 67 today.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take that. Yes, 73 Saturday. Wow.
I know. That.
Hope I have my bike by then. And my biker shirt. I'm getting it. You know what I'm getting?
Don't say that. Nope.
What's going on?
He's going to say he's going to wear those biker shirts. Guys who want to be. That is.
Well, he found something out yesterday. Remember what you found out? Tell the story.
Okay.
About the padded ones?
Yes.
I'm getting padded biker shorts because I always chafe my thighs.
Okay.
So I'm getting, you got them where they got padding in the butt and the inner thigh. I'm getting some of those. And I might even just wear those to work at
right.
times.
Right. Just to be more comfortable. Walk around.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Those, wow. You're going to look great.
I'll tell you
great.
What. I think I'm going to look pretty hot in them. I'm not even kidding.
And then that tight shirt that doesn't fit these guys either. Okay. Boy, those are.
And he'll be sitting right next to you, Jim.
I know.
And if anybody gets a kiss cam, you'll be right.
No way.
You know what we're going to do, though, when I first get wear those here? You know what we're doing? Huh. Another round of leg lifts.
Oh, hey, that was.
I'm serious. I beat you.
No, Todd.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get fined by Todd the $10. So I jumped up. Exactly.
I don't think so. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
You know, Ron.
Ron Brooks is here from Whammy.
Right. And of course,
which stands for Wisconsin Artists Music.
Yeah. You got a buzzer over there?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Wisconsin area music industry.
Exactly. We're testing you, Ron. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
How about you guys?
We're great.
Doing good. And I just want to say one quick thing. Just in the time we've been doing this show, and just with the local musicians we've been doing, there's a lot of talent in this area.
Absolutely.
And you know it because you're the one who recognizes the talent. And how many years have you been doing Whammy?
I've been involved on the board now for, I think this is my 17th show.
Yeah, I know you've been at this a long time. So the Wisconsin area music industry, right?
Yes.
And you recognize the artists in how many categories?
We have a little over 80 some categories now.
And we're going to go through all of those this morning. Yeah.
And the nominees are.
But unfortunately, we don't present all of them at the show because it's just not enough time.
And eventually, and I'm setting some things up, some meetings, and Johnny and I and you, of course, Ron, we're going to have a bricks and mortar place I know you guys, and thanks for sending me that email, but we love the music and the arts. I mean, we have people on here every Friday that are
perform live.
If they up and coming or what?
Dennis, my good friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
he was in a band with me, by the way.
Really?
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll bring a photo of you sometime with the really big hair.
You know what,
stuff.
Though? It's funny. I think every local musician has played with a different look at some point in their career.
You guys do get along.
Do you know Ramona? Ramona and the Flower.
I can't think of her band name.
And she was here and started. And Dennis, like, we played together. We're in the same band for a while.
Who knows? It's
such a family of you guys interacting with one another, aren't
it? That it is.
Yeah.
That it is. I can tell you that at the awards show, there's going to be a whole group of musicians where we all know each other from around here that are going to be hanging out.
Awesome.
Do you give a category in different types of music, right? Jazz?
Correct.
I got to ask, is there polka in there?
Yes, there is. Well, that's such a big part of the culture here in Wisconsin that to omit polka would be crazy.
Yeah.
But the way the award system or the voting system works, the musicians actually self-identify what their categories are.
Oh,
So
well, you probably have to these days because country and pop are so close.
You look at Jimmy Buffett's going in. I mean, there's even when you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, there's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Uh-huh. I'm surprised to see Simon and Garfunkel in there. It's like, really?
Really? But why not?
I don't know. I just don't see those guys as country.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have been covered by a country artist on one of their songs or so.
Right. Do you have, the big question he's trying to work his way into, do you have barbershop quartet categories?
Jim, I happen to know who is on the running list for Hall of Fame. The Schmidt brothers are on the list.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So one of these years.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That's all right. Just let me know how much. And
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's. And I think we do, as I said, sometimes we get a little bit overshadowed with sports. And that's okay. We love sports.
Well, this is a town with a football problem.
It is. And we're going to try and get a. The NFL draft is going on. There's some people from Green Bay out there because we host it next year. So we're going to get somebody and talk to them this week about how it's going out there. But yeah, I think it's great that you recognize the musicians, the artists in this area. And is it the whole state of Wisconsin, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a really tall challenge for the state because geographically, you know, if you're in Milwaukee and somebody is in Duluth, that's all. Long way. Yeah,
right.
And it's not a fun drive either. Right. I've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only 5 million people, and they all probably, not everybody, but a lot of people do something in music. And I the interest in your I think, now I'm not saying everybody can play or sing, but there's more musicians than there are athletes, I would think. I don't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the big part of it, when you're in school, if you participate in any school music, is learning how to be part of a group. So it kind of goes naturally. When you think of all of the bands and the groups that started when people were in high school, you know, that's what we used to do to stay out of trouble, I think.
You know what's really cool, though, too, is when we're talking about these local artists that come through, it's really cool how, like, somebody like a Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got this young group that he's really encouraging, and they're called Decades, and they're 14, 15 mm-hmm. years old. There, you guys aren't afraid to share and to mentor and to encourage young up-and-comers. It doesn't seem to be like this jealousy thing of, oh, this, you know, this
or threatening.
That's the word, threatening. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, they all talk about pay it forward and that kind of stuff. But, you know, even my generation of musicians, we were looking up to other musicians. Right. And, you know, we would be at different venues and go, man, I wish I could play this place. That would be just awesome. My whole career would be made if I could play here. I have a whole list of those. So I've played most of them, thank goodness. But, you know, you look up to it and you aspire to it.
Right.
And there are always going to be young kids that are aspiring to be performers.
And it's cool when those people that they're aspiring to be take the time and the courtesy of helping them out, or at least just even, like I said, encouraging them.
Oh, yeah. I personally remember talking to people that were in local bands, and you really look up to those people, and you're inspired by them.
Exactly.
You know, every time somebody asks me for a drumstick or something, it's like, oh, man, here. Take two or three. Right. I'll even try and sign this round thing, you know?
Wow. Hey, what do you have a category for up and coming or
Rising Star.
Yeah. Yep. All right. That's cool.
That's pretty much limited to, we try to keep that to bands that are under 21. Used to be 18, but.
So that's gotta be tough to pick a winner. You know what I mean? Like who decides on, is it just voting?
It's
number
the membership
votes, that votes. And then the top vote getter.
How do they see all of these?
Well,
see, it's not the board that sees all of them.
Okay.
Really, when you self-identify, when you register at the beginning, then there's a series of votes that takes place. There's two series of votes.
Okay.
So it's really the membership of WAMI that decides who is going to be the winner.
Got it. Right. Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Except for the People's Choice category, which is just an open category that you don't have to be a WAMI member to vote in that.
Do we know the nominees for the People's Choice Award?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that?
Sure.
I would just be curious.
By the way, with Ron Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
From Whammy. No, go ahead.
Sorry. And Whammy is, we're talking about, is it's an area, the Wisconsin area music industry. But this industry, there's a lot of industries, but they really honor and put into a, it's not really a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame. It's more of an online Hall of Fame. And they induct people. We're going to someday build a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame right here in Green Bay. But right now, and this, when is the vote? When is the vote? It's coming up, right?
The vote is done.
The vote is done. When's the announcement? That's what I meant.
The announcement will take place at the award show itself.
And that's?
That will be May 19th, which is a Sunday. It will be here at the Epic,
yes,
Epic Center.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. In Ashwaubenon, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody knows Ashwaubenon, so you can say Green Bay.
Is that one of the, is that on the list of names to spell for cities on the way in?
It might be.
You know what? Yeah. I just went through Ashwaubenon the other night.
None of your damn business, Ron.
we're not cheating.
You're the music guy.
Yeah. So stay in your lane.
So the 19th, so who are some of the nominees for the People's Choice, which any of our listeners could vote on?
Oh, you can't vote anymore. It's all done.
All right,
but
I can tell
you some of the finalists
that
could be winners.
All right.
You're going to be happy to know that in the media award, Max Inc. Radio happens to be one of the finalists.
It's one of the shows that we have here on Civic Media.
All right. That's exactly right. Let's see. Another venue. We always have a People's Choice for a venue. Some of those would be the Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton,
Great.
Cactus Club, Fox River House, of course, getting into Madison, High Noon Saloon, Milwaukee, Kelly's Bleachers, here in our area, Country Bar, Paulie's Pub and Eatery, which is in Milwaukee, right over by State Fair Park. A place called Shotsky's, that would be the Northwest quadrant. And then Steel Tank, Rally Point, that's another place. The Wharf in Manitowoc. Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Familiar with that.
And then, of course, we have to kind of divide it up into the small clubs and then the concert halls, which, of course, the Alpine Valley, Fox City's PAC, Gibson Community Music Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
The music.
Big-time places. When we come back, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because you've got the nominees or the people that are going in, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We got Senator. Did you hear me sing earlier, Ron?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Leave it there, Ron.
Okay. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS on the Civic Media app. We are here with Ron Brooks. What would your title be with Whammy, Ron?
Well, he's the VP. You're big time.
Vice President. Okay, Vice President of Whammy. Whammy, which are, of course,
stands for the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, and they honor the musicians. And the big event is May 19th, where they announce it. They've had these categories. They have 80 categories, and they announce the winners on May 19th. And I just want to before we go through some of the nominees, I just think this is great you're doing this.
I do too.
Think people need to be recognized, and people need to celebrate successes. And I think this is great. We do this in sports. We do this in some of the literary arts. But I just think this music and, everybody loves music.
We've been at it for over 40 years.
Right.
This is our 42nd show.
Right.
And you know what you got to love about it, though, is that, it truly is for the, everybody wants to go in making a few bucks or, get girlfriends and do whatever, but there is just an inherent love of music why they do this. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
these are legit.
Otherwise, since we're volunteers, we wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's cool.
And we talked earlier, I just want to underscore that again, how it's an industry where you really want other people to be successful. It's not as competitive as some other industries like politics. I just think it's really cool how you just try to lift all boats.
We try to. And, you know, there's just talent everywhere in Wisconsin. It's incredible.
Well, I give some of that to the schools, though. I will say this. When I've gone to different schools for things, music programs, at least in Northeast Wisconsin, the only part I've lived in, really, the music programs are pretty darn good in this area.
They are. Yeah. Yep.
When we had Talk of the Town, he taught at Washington for I don't know how many years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the number of Kevin Van Ness.
Yes.
Okay.
And boy, the number, and that guy's unbelievable.
Well, you got Bill Denny out here at Denmark Middle School,
right,
who's in one of the greatest bands you'll find.
Right.
And he's teaching these young kids.
And Kevin just shared that talent for so many years. And there's musicians that have come out of there that are, if it wouldn't be for him, their parents weren't musicians. I mean, their teachers were. And that's what Johnny's saying is that, you know, they can discover talent, whereas if you don't know what to look for, you're not going to find it. Whereas you guys know what to look for.
Well, school music is a place where a lot of it starts. And as part of Whammy, we try to encourage young students. We're trying to be more involved with the music programs here in the state.
I just want to tell you something. Like 15 years ago, maybe 20, I don't know, but they were going to, the schools were under tight budgets, and they said, well, here's a way we can save some money. We'll cut the music program in sixth grade, which is where a lot of us started music. And, right?
Me too.
I called the superintendent. I'm like, look, and as the mayor then, I've said, look, I'm going to go against you on this. I read this, and I'm going to be at the meetings. I'm going to speak against it because I think it opens a lot of doors for people that aren't athletes or something else, you know. Mm-hmm. And they backed, I'm not saying it was me, but they did back down on that. Enough parents said, look, raise our taxes or whatever, but we need music in the schools.
Absolutely. And a big part of it, as I said before, is learning to work on things, learning to work as part of a group, and just the commitment it takes to do it, whether you're singing or whether you're playing an instrument or swing choir or whatever you're doing, or orchestra.
But it's become cool. Like, I know in my day, what I'm saying about this is, like, in my day, athletes wouldn't be in swing choir. They wouldn't be in show choir. They wouldn't be in those things. It was just, you know, you had your world. And now I know all sorts of high school athletes that are involved in those kind of things. I think that is really cool.
I think it's great, too. I think a lot of it has to do with the size of a school, too. There are schools where the biggest schools, the kids really do kind of specialize in one or the other. But, you know, it's better to have, let's see, I can tell you that in high school I graduated from, it was so small that all of the athletes had to be involved in music. Otherwise, you weren't going to field a team in either one.
Where was the school?
I graduated from Hortonville, but I grew up in Green Bay. Here.
Okay. But when I do those high school football games, almost every single week at halftime band, when they're out there, there's guys in their football uniforms at halftime playing an instrument.
Well, it's didn't do that.
I think that's, we didn't in my, not, never, awesome. But they do that now all the time. I think that's cool.
So do I.
I thought being on the football team was good, and I was, but I wasn't any good at it. And somewhere along the line, I realized that playing in the band was a lot more fun, got you a lot of attention.
Yeah, I know.
And you didn't have to get bruised up for it.
What would you think would be better? You as a football player or me as a singer?
Ah, boy, that's a toss-up.
That is a toss-up. Okay. They're both.
I was a pretty bad football player.
and that.
Wow.
So that.
All right. Let's talk Hall of Fame here.
Yeah, let's talk about
Ron.
Ron, thanks for being in here. Yes. Tell us, you know, the big announcements that are coming up. Who are the nominees for some of this?
Well, we've talked a little bit about the nominees, but the hot announcement right now that's not been made is this year's inductees to the Hall of Fame.
And we're going
to
do that right now.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Keep in mind, these are all people that are from Wisconsin here. So whenever anybody says there's no talent in Wisconsin, all you got to do is look at our Hall of Fame list, but we're adding to it this year.
And before you announce the inductees, these are people who are from Wisconsin. They played in Wisconsin, but they also have played in other states, right?
Yeah. Part of the criteria we have for Hall of Fame is they have to have gone beyond the state.
Okay.
So this year's, and nobody's going to refute this one, Garbage.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Madison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Butch Vig and his group.
Yep.
Awesome. They've only been at it for like 30 years. Yeah.
Right.
Now.
But congrats to Garbage. That's great that they're, you know what I mean? That's a big deal for them.
It's a big deal for Wisconsin. It's a big deal for Madison. It's a big deal for them. Yeah. Anytime you're, you know, in contention for Grammys and doing international touring, that's a big deal.
Yes.
We recognize that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. Then Todd Speech Thomas. For those of us, for everybody in the hip hop world, he was part of the group Arrested Development.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, really? Yeah, his stage name is Speech. He will be at the show.
Nice.
Todd Speech.
Wow. Yep.
Can we get him on the show here someday?
Todd Thomas.
Over the phone?
Right, we're going to call him.
Well, I don't know. He's going to fly in and fly out. All right. I don't know how that's going to work. And the third one, this one has a Green Bay connection.
I love it.
The Fenderman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which was two gentlemen, one from Niagara and one from Stoughton. They did the Mule Skinner Blues. That was their big hit.
Nice.
And they toured on that. And, of course, there's a local connection there because Jim Sundquist is the son of Jim Sundquist of the Fendermen.
Wow. Fantastic. Wow.
That's cool.
Now, okay, one other thing we're talking about, though. Jim has a passion. He wants to actually build a museum.
Okay.
Brick and mortar. So do you have things displayed anywhere or anything for these kind of groups, like if
you're
in Hall of Fame?
Actually, we've got kind of a collection of stuff that's over at Marquette University.
Oh, okay.
We had a professor that was kind of a curator of a small little thing. And, you know, if we had brick and mortar, then we would start hitting up all of our people in the Hall of Fame for memorabilia.
And that's what I mean.
I thought they would love to give you something. We wore this at that. Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some very cool stuff that people are sitting in their basements that they would like to display.
Need a display,
This is going to take us a few years to do this, but, you know, we've got to get the right board in place, and we got to raise money. And this is going to be expensive, but that's okay. That doesn't scare me.
Everything's expensive.
Well, Rod Brooks from Whammy, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate you making the drive and doing this. And thanks for letting us announce the new Hall of Fame members for Whammy.
By the way, don't forget we have an event on the 18th over at the bar on Holmgren, which is part of our Whammy weekend.
Okay. So the thing at Epic is the 19th
of May,
but the 18th of May is your
celebration. So it's a Whammy weekend.
Make
it there.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, we got Naomi Mose Jenkins coming on next. Thank you very much. Rod Brooks from Whammy, back after this.
In concert Saturday at the Rush Center. You also can win meet and greet passes to see Charlie in person, one-on-one. Your chance to play the Scotty Bee coming up after 8 o'clock with Mino and the Mayor. And now,
Give me the cash register.
I will. Now, once again, it's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Give me the cash register.
Guess who's late?
Ah! I was over
$10.
That's an expensive cup of coffee.
$10.
We have to be back at our desks before Todd starts talking.
Hi, Naomi.
I thought we came back at 7:35.
It's always been 7:34.
All the time. Yep.
Naomi
Moses joining us right now. We got lots to talk about. You're one of the most creative, hands-on people in Green Bay, in Brown County, in Northeast Wisconsin.
Oh, shucks.
I've seen your stuff.
Yeah.
You're listed as a sculpture artist, but you do so much more for the community. And with your art garage, which is just a great... How did that ever get started, the art garage?
Started out with two artists that had a dream.
And they just took it and ran with it, huh?
They sure did.
Were you a part of that, Jim?
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of private money went into that as
yes,
well.
Yes, it was private money.
And it was
at that time.
Was a little bit of a struggle. The art garage, because it's not one thing. It's more than just displaying art. You have a lot of events and
right. We're trying to make it a community art center that helps people of all incomes.
Yep.
Right.
You know, it suits. It is more for all the people.
It is.
Not
great.
Just a big fancy place.
And to get an executive director for that is, you know, you've gone through a few, and that's always hard to get because that's a tough, you can't really charge, right? I mean, there's a lot of the stuff you have there is free.
A lot of it is free.
And
very minimally charged when it is.
Right. And you've done some great things. So, yeah, the community, you know, you look at Green Bay, and Green Bay is a great community, but... You know, the symphony did fold here, you know, I mean.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. I just want to say that
sometimes. We have some great, fun things here.
Right.
like what you were talking about earlier,
yeah.
you know, with the Packers and everything. But now, you know, the arts have been always kind of taken along.
Right. And right. But we just had, you know, the Whammy Awards on here, and mm-hmm. that's here in Green Bay, you know, at the Epic. And the yes. Epic is, in and of itself, is doing great. And you, yes. with the more the visual and the mm-hmm. Literary arts, is just great to have here in Green Bay. So, yeah, thanks for all you're doing.
Thank and we're you. Talk I want to do more.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's cool. It's you're right downtown. Right. And, right. you know, that's we're right downtown, and we were trying to almost claim downtown here as, you know, we want to be a part of this. And that's what's so cool about you with your artwork and everything that you've done around here. You're downtown centric, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Main yeah. Street, the Arts District.
Right.
So they say.
Got a text yes. here. Naomi is outrageously talented.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
See, when we get those, our response is usually, thank you, Mom.
Yeah. But people really, honestly, it is. It's this 92-year-old mom
that listens. But
exactly.
Those are people. That's just the public giving you a shout-out, so we're proud of you.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started. And did you, I mean, again, I would think singing, running fast, throwing a baseball 95 miles an hour, you're born with it in your chromosome somewhere. Some people don't develop it all, but you've got to have some, just something you were born with, don't you?
Well, I tell you, it sounds corny, but when I was a little kid, I mean, like literally 2 or 3 years old, I was drawing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Draw. I'd be in grade school, drawing. And then I started sculpture, and I really liked working
creating.
In the creating and having something get built.
How do you start yeah. sculpture? That's just not yeah, something you walk into.
I know.
I have a vision in my head.
No. I want to hear about that in just a second. But
I've got visions in my head. You want to hear about those? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. John.
Sorry.
But did you take a class? I mean, you don't, it's not like your parents say buy you a sculpture kit. Are they out there? Maybe they
nope.
are.
No classes. It's
you just self-taught. Comes
from, yeah. It wow. pretty much self-taught. Well, you know, like great in high school, I went to a Catholic high school.
Which one?
In St. Joe's.
Sajouac.
Yeah. Yeah, Sajouac, indeed. And their art department wasn't the greatest. Sorry, St. Joe Academy. And then college went into, thought I couldn't make it as an artist, so I went into commercial art. Didn't like that, so I changed my degree to business.
Okay. So you use both right now, basically,
right,
with everything
right,
you do.
Right.
Sure when you're, like, just go back to what Jim said. Okay, so you get a vision in your head. Mm-hmm. Of a horse. I don't know. Yep. Some name, one of your things you've done. How do you begin? How do you, like, day one, how does this begin?
Well, I think about the form and what the animal is supposed to be doing. It's like kind of a weird vision. I'm sure okay. a lot of artists can identify with my statement, but I just, I feel like I want this one to have a lot of movement and power. I want this one to be angry. I want this one to be placid or relaxed. You know, it all depends on the mood. I love creating the feeling of mood in my work.
So you give them all yeah. an attitude, basically.
Attitude.
Yeah.
And they have to have something in the eye, whether it's yeah. an animal or a human being. I love doing human faces and humanoid sculptures as well.
That's pretty cool. I think sometimes you look at something, it's like, well, that's a pretty special piece of art because they are looking through you or at
absolutely,
you. You know,
yeah.
and you can feel that there. It's a pensive look or it's mm-hmm. a...
Yes.
Can be a sad look too, right?
I right. mean, just, you can that's capture cool. the moment of the person, the way they're feeling at that time. And that's what I believe artists really want is to bring the person, to have that person feel one with you when they see your art.
Wow. So your sculpture, right? Would that be your category?
Mm-hmm. Sculpture. I do paint, but sculpture is really pretty much what I'm doing for a living now.
And how often is your work displayed at the Art Garage? Are you there all the time, or is that one of those rotating things?
I have a studio there,
okay.
a few pieces, but honestly, I was telling John I'm working on a large commission for the Green Bay Botanical Garden right now.
Nice.
It's going to be installed in mid-May. It's going to be a beautiful arbor. It's going to be just really cool. Please come out and see it.
Oh,
Green
yeah.
Bay Botanical Garden. And I have to work outside on that because that's working with fiberglass and resin and metal. So I can't be doing grinding and things like that in the Art Garage.
I
can do
other
things.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, I'm actually going to be doing a project with resin.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I'll help you.
Okay. Well, here's, you know what's getting really popular?
That's the only way it's going to get done.
Really? We got company, Jim.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
It's really,
Naomi, go ahead.
It's really getting popular because I like dealing with old wood, barn wood.
Yes.
Okay, old, really distressed wood and everything. Mm-hmm. That's getting real popular now.
Oh, it sure is.
With resin, mm-hmm. it, where like if there's a big gouge in it, they now do the resin.
That's a liquid that? Resin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I work with more of a clay type of resin.
Okay, but mm-hmm. you've seen that with their how
oh,
resin.
Oh, sure.
And I want to do that with some old boards, make tabletops out of them.
And that helps preserve them for a longer time, too.
Could you help me maybe? Just a
I would
little
love
bit.
To.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
well,
you.
We can, okay, and then, we can also tint when, some, put some color in it.
Yeah,
too,
yeah so that's what I mean. Absolutely.
Like resin blues.
Oh, and there's beautiful blues, like almost like a turquoise blue. Almost like some of the colors in that Kleenex box right there. So, really, yeah. it just pops.
You can even put a coin in there or a rock.
Yes, it just pops, doesn't
right?
it?
It does.
Yeah.
So when can John pick it up?
Wow. Hey, give him a bell, Ty. He had a funny.
I got to finish this one first.
Hey, Jim had a funny.
No, Naomi, you
wow,
and John.
Wow, comes back from New York with a New York attitude. Wow.
If you could make something that sounds like awesome, what you just talked about, maybe mm-hmm. we can put that, we'll auction that off maybe. Can it be done by the 26th?
Of what?
Yep.
June? No.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Naomi,
yeah.
we're going to invite
you.
We
right,
have our big,
you.
That's our 1-year anniversary party. So
oh,
we
fun.
Are going to, any, if there's any proceeds to that, we would definitely just give it to some charity, probably maybe even the Art Garage. So I just think it's great
that
you have that venue. Mm-hmm. So what are the activities you have going on there?
Well, we have the public open house next Tuesday, April 30th,
okay.
from 6 to 8. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people involved with the Art Garage, past involvees, are going to be there
Good.
Art-wise. We are going to talk about what's going on with the Art Garage. We have a lot of great things happening. We have a new director, Lindsay Olson, who's doing fabulous, great energy. And food trucks. I have a little beverages.
Didn't you at one time even have some little community plays in there?
Yes.
In the Art Garage?
Yes.
Do you still do that?
We're getting back to those.
Okay,
sorts.
Cool.
Yeah, because art isn't just
right.
sculpture, painting. It's everything. It's music. It's
it is.
The it's written word. You know,
dancing, visual.
Dancing,
I mean, some
right?
people look at art as painting.
So right.
That's just a very small slice of the arts.
How many times have I said, I'm an artist, and they say, oh, what do you paint?
Yeah,
right. Well, I think what's good about what you're doing at the Art Garage is it exposes the consumer to what art is.
Exactly.
Because you have quite a variety mm-hmm. there. I mean, you have your studio there. There's a couple
right.
people have studios there,
yep.
right? I mean,
there's like eight studios, and all of us are in different mediums. So you can
oh, wow.
working in different mediums.
Right, so that's cool.
Not all painters, not all, you know, there's painters, 2D. There's actually a basket weaver from Oneida.
No kidding.
Beautiful work, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
With like and, almost like maybe the original traditional way of
right,
doing things?
The original, she does some classes, I believe.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's trying to get more involved. We're getting more of the artists back.
And then
I tried making. We were just. I got to tell this.
Okay.
I tried making a basket one time for a Cub Scout project, a fishing basket, a creel, out of. You know what you use? Let me tell you what you use.
What?
Cattails.
Cattails.
You know cattails where they grow
really?
In the
yeah.
things. Cattails, and you soak them for like a couple of days, and they're real pliable, and that's how you can use to weave and stuff
wow.
like that. Yeah. So I was almost like a basket maker. When
how did that turn out?
Yeah.
I didn't finish
yeah.
it. I didn't finish it.
See, that's
I ran out of cattails.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, come now. There's plenty of cattails around.
No, there was a drought that year.
Oh, shucks.
And a fire.
Did
Oh, that could really devastate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And what's the affiliation with the NWTC behind you? Is that still working?
Yeah, NWTC is doing fabulous.
Good.
They have classes from high professional artists. There too.
So you can get your degree there. You can go
oh, no
right,
kidding.
Right
yes,
behind
you
there is mm-hmm. you can get your degree in art. And that was pretty high tech when I was there. They have lathes and it just.
Well, I know something else they do out there that I've always wanted to take a class in is sculptural welding.
They have that too.
That's
yeah.
taught.
And they're very affordable. Too.
I would love
right.
to do
that's
that.
That's taught right
at
behind
NWTC.
Very, very,
no,
very
hey,
affordable.
Where
oh,
she
at
is. The garage you have that? Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have the welding, but we have clay, we have painting, we have fiber, we have knitting, we have
but
all sorts of things.
No, I'm talking about TC, though.
Yeah, I know. The Artisan Center across the street has their own program.
Right.
And we work in tandem with them. We're sharing each other's
oh, cool.
talents. But does the Artisan program offer welding there, or is that at the Westside campus?
There is a smaller welding program
okay.
where you can do smaller
yeah, because it's actually
you know,
for like
kind of things for yard.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, yeah
right.
that's what it even says in the
right.
catalog type thing. Or
right.
that you learn
but
how
that,
to make stuff
but
for your
that
yard.
That class is right here. You could walk there.
Right.
The class is where? At
it's
the
directly
garage?
Across from the Art Garage.
If
right.
the
oh,
on Cedar Street.
I thought you were saying it was across from TC.
No, the building behind the Art Garage is owned by NWTC, and that's where you can get your degree mm-hmm. in art.
I did not know that.
And one of the things, they have lathes there, they have plastics.
Oh,
they have,
I want to take this.
Studio,
I'm
they
serious.
Have
they have a huge studio, ceramics.
Yeah. Oh, I got to visit this place.
That's a great place.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah. Oh, that's so that's why she calls that the art district.
Right.
Awesome. And you guys are located right on off of on Main, basically. Right.
Tucked Main. Between Main and Cedar Street.
Yes. Right. Yes. Kind of tucked in a little bit behind there.
It is.
One thing we were talking with Ron about is the great music programs in the schools around here, which is one reason there's such an influx of great talented artists once they grow up musician. How about for the schools in art in this area? How are they?
Well, they're coming along. I'm getting to know a lot of the art teachers.
Okay.
And
because like Jim said, realize, that's one of the first things that gets cut, hey, Jim?
Well, it's, you know,
unfortunately. It is.
But I think there is a comeback. I think it's starting to come around. People are realizing that children need that development in their brain.
Absolutely.
I was going to say that's more than just painting or sculpture or something.
It's more than just being pretty, right. Doing things with your hands.
You think with the other side of the brain, exactly. And you're more creative, and that's what we have
and
to
creative
get.
Creative thinkers are what society needs.
Right.
Absolutely.
And when we talk about creative thinkers and, you know, the building right across the street from where we are, you know, it's, what, $6 billion in sales. I mean, their president is really into the arts. I mean, you can find a lot of these leaders, and they've had some art talent within them. They may do a business, but they're creative in the way they think, where they communicate. So
you can't be rigid and linear in your thinking.
Right.
You have to have other... Doctors need to have a lot of it in the arts, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So doctors, say that again?
Doctors tend to have a lot of talent, too.
Oh, okay.
There's doctors that are very talented in piano playing. I know one in particular.
There's a band around here made up of all doctors.
Right. And there's also the symphony or the...
Doctors in music.
On. Yep.
Oh, wow.
You do that.
That's
my favorite. Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Kristen.
Yeah.
She sang in one.
Right.
Or played in that. So, Lindsay is the executive director. We want to get her on the show because she's the one who really coordinates everything that's going on there.
I'd love to have you have her.
Yeah, that's great. So, April 30th. Now, that's an event. Is that a fundraising event? Is that a ticketed event? How does that work?
We're going to have a raffle. So, we would like people to feel generous in the raffle. But it is more just, come on. Meet us, see what we're doing.
We have
a lot of great stuff going on right now.
That's
awesome. The Art Garage is really burgeoning, I must say.
I'm still happy
to be on it, on the board. I am on the board, by the way.
Okay, good.
I didn't mention that.
Can you stick around for our next segment?
Sure.
Okay, because more we want to talk about, for people that, because how many outlets are there for people who are kind of talented, other than in their garage or in their basement or wherever?
Exactly.
So
I fight with that too myself sometimes.
Okay, let's talk about that. All right.
Okay.
We're going to set a quick break. Naomi Mose, tremendous sculptor, artist in Green Bay, running the Art Garage. We're talking about the Art Garage. We'll be right back after this.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees, a marmalade sky. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away.
Hey, welcome back. I know the mayor with Naomi Mose, one of the more talented people we've had walk through these doors.
Well, pretty much everybody walks through these doors except us are pretty tough.
and if people want to see your work up close and personal, tell us where everybody can see it on the streets around here.
Well, the outdoor sculptures are on Main Street. I have the two frogs jumping over the river.
Yep.
On the Pomps building, I have all the sculptures in the alley in De Pere next to Nikki's. It's called the Art Alley. I did that in collaboration with a friend of mine, Shanna Colts.
That's very cool.
Yes. We were on the John McGivern show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were highlighted on that.
Oh, we love him.
He's a great guy, too. I bet you do.
He's coming to town, isn't he?
He is. In fact, he's going to be on with Pete Schwabba tonight on his night show.
Oh, no kidding.
After 7 o'clock.
Oh, I got to stop in here and see him.
Is he going to be here in person?
Yeah, he's energetic.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
If he's in person, I'm going to. But he's got great energy.
And yes, he does. It was a great joy.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of fun.
And it was a kudos for us and De Pere. And I've done large sculptures in the Botanical Garden, the Green Bay Botanical Garden. Mm-hmm. And there's like a 12-foot praying mantis. There's a 6-foot grasshopper.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah, that's all me.
That's very cool. I love that place. I mean, they've had a great executive director. They got a new one now. And and you're working on a piece there right now.
Exactly. It's going to be a large arbor. I'm doing another collaboration with my friend Jeff Benson, who's a fabulous blacksmith artist. Have you heard of him?
No, yes, but I like blacksmith artists. I like stuff like that.
Actually, he has classes, John.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's been around.
Yes,
he's done
he has been around in
Green Bay. Yeah, so I know him.
It's not just going to be it's going to be an arbor, so it's not going to be just a metal arbor, yeah, like a stick thing. It's going to look like a tree, and I'm making all the animals that live in the tree.
I'll tell you one thing. You guys, because I've done some stories. I was telling you about the welding artist from Depere that I did that story on a few years ago.
Yes.
You guys have to have such patience, because he was doing the thing that had like 1,000 leaves on it as well.
Oh, my God.
And yes, it's just right. That every one, and it's got to be right in the right place. Yeah. And it's, wow.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's why we're good at what we do.
Yeah.
You're good at what you do. You know, everybody in every human has some sort of talent.
That is true.
Yes.
I used to say that all the time. Everybody's got talents. You just got to look a little harder for some people. But then sometimes it's the teachers that bring it out, or people like you.
Absolutely.
You can see a young sculpture, like when you said you were 2 or 3 years old, you were drawing. I mean,
yes.
Sometimes it takes a teacher, somebody outside, and the parents do their best, but sometimes you're so worried about other things, their health and everything else. It's like, and you miss that talent.
Studies, grades.
And you see
all those things.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, I think that's great.
You know what? I had this lady I interviewed one time, and she actually was, she was German, and her area got overrun by the Russians in World War II.
Oh, awful.
And so she lived in East Germany. Mm-hmm. And I was asking, I said, man, what, that sounds terrible. She says, well, not really. She said, politically, if you didn't have to do it, but what they did when they came in, and so we're all so scared because they'd take us in almost, you know, like 10 at a time and give us all kinds of tests in everything. And we're so afraid if something would happen if we failed. But what they were doing was finding out what natural abilities you have.
Right.
And like the kids that did really good in math, they took them and they put them in specialized. And this lady, she's a really good singer and dancer and artistic and everything. And that became her career. They put her towards that. Now, you might say, well, you don't want to do it the way that communists did, but they might have had something.
They have something there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's just, it's too narrow of a track for life.
I know, but you know what I mean?
I get that. Yeah.
She became a professional singer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool if it was done for the right reason.
Exactly.
Right. 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 Not,
and like
exactly.
You said, Jim, a narrow track of life, even though you're artistic, you still got to learn other things. You got to know math.
Yeah.
You got to be able to budget. You got to be able to.
But I do believe that, like I said, you can't teach somebody to run really, really fast. You can improve wherever they're at.
Yeah.
But you've either got that chromosome or you don't. And I think the same thing is with art. Because, I mean, I can't pick up a pen.
True.
I couldn't draw a horse right now to save my life. But you could just, you know, boom, and you whip it out.
Yeah.
You know, why do different people have different?
I think it's eye training, too.
Eye training?
And perseverance.
I think it's talent, and you got it, he doesn't. So I just want to say that on the arts, and I teach at TC, but I think it's really important that these kids, even if they're accountants, which they love numbers, that they study some history, some political science, or some of the arts. That's just, you just enjoy life more. So anyway, I think it's great what you're doing out there. The Art Garage, I think some people haven't been there. And it's been around for, 15 years?
I believe it's from the mid-90s. Yes.
So
I wasn't on board in the beginning, so
But anyway, is it open to the public at any time, or is it just the events that it's open to walk through?
No, we're open, I believe it's Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay, Wednesday through Saturday. Yes. So people can just go to the Art Garage right on Cedar Street, and Main.
Walk in, see that we have different rotating exhibits. Right now, we're just finishing up the Artisan, Green Bay Arts Unlimited has a show there.
Okay. And that's cool to just stop in there and see the arts.
Look at the art.
Very friendly people. Right. You can purchase it. Right.
Right.
Stuff there.
The studios are locked during certain times.
Sure.
But you can go in and see all of us working.
And do some of the people give lessons or anything like that?
Okay. Some of them do, and you can inquire there.
Awesome.
Yes.
This is great.
You go across the street and talk to NWTC if you want to get a degree.
Right.
In welding.
And you don't have to. I'm actually taking a course right now in ceramics with a great instructor, Keith Carter. I'll toot his horn, and he's taught me about clay, because I never worked in clay. I've always been resin, which is one-on-one, you know, you build it, you grind it, whereas clay, I can actually sculpt the whole face right away, fire it, and then I can use that in my new sculpture.
See, I'd like to be the guy just sitting with the thing spinning, you know, because that looks
cool. He teaches the wheel very well.
Oh, yeah. See, that's
wow.
Right.
That would
look cool.
I agree.
And there's other great
I couldn't
artists.
Make anything, but I would look cool.
You got to be careful with grinders, because this happened to me, too, in my garage. I kind of set myself on fire from grinding. Do you wear like a leather vest or something? Yeah.
He needed a leather cup.
Yes.
I had. Right, Johnny? No, Jim.
You gotta protect.
Wow.
Gotta wear your chaps.
Right. There you go.
Wear your chaps. But grinding is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's powerful.
It's powerful. But it gives you a
great
feeling.
It really works
feeling.
Your arms.
I know.
I got good arm muscles from it.
I bet. I love grinding and stuff like
Naomi,
that.
Naomi, do you have the website for the Art Garage?
Yes.
Okay, can you just share it with our listeners?
It's CedarCenterArts.com.
Okay, CedarCenterArts.com.
We have... We know our nonprofit name and the Art Garage name.
Okay.
So they're kind of in tandem. If somebody just Googles the Art Garage in Green Bay,
they can find that. Okay. Exactly. That's cool. I don't think people really know all
no,
you
No, it's kind of gotten off the right. eye of people.
Right.
Well, although I do say we have a summer art workshops, which is for children and very affordable for families. And they are going, they're booming. We're selling
great.
Out.
Love it.
Yes.
You let us know how we can promote anything you got going on there.
Please do. That's a great.
But again, next Wednesday, is it?
Tuesday. Tuesday the 30th.
Open house.
Six to eight.
At the Art Garage.
Please be there. Please come.
Outstanding.
And it's 6 to 8 p.m. See, Johnny and I would think it's a.m.
But you guys are early guys. But okay. Can't fall asleep before it comes
All right. 6 to 8 p.m. at the Art Garage.
See what I deal with every day.
April 30th.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for what you're doing.
The banter is hilarious.
But Naomi, thank you. And again, people can see your sculptures all over town.
Right.
They're just amazing.
Gracias. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Next time we have you on, we're going to talk about St. Joe Academy the entire time.
Okay.
You guys said it quickly. Our Scotty B is coming up back after this.
You can do so much.